to the River Jordan, said the prophet to the king. Wash in that murky water 7 times and you'll be clean. Yeah, that deep rolling river's gonna make you new and whole, and the faith required of you will save your soul. Let's go down to the river, raise our voices in prayer, and get ourselves a snow white robe to wear. Take away the earthly stains, remove each and everyone, in the name of the Father and the Son. Jesus said to John the Baptist, bury me in that cold grave made of Jordan's icy water. I will show them all the way. And a light came down from heaven saying, this is my own son, and I sure am pleased with what has just been done. Let's go down to the river, raise our voices in prayer, and get ourselves a snow white robe to wear. Take away the earthly stains, remove each and everyone, in the name of the Father and the Son. I'm looking for the River Jordan, that old life-giving stream. Within its waves of mercy, sweet forgiveness ever teems. I'm a weary, broken soul living in a house of clay, and that river's gonna wash my sins away. Let's go down to the river, raise our voices in prayer, and get ourselves a snow white robe to wear. Take away the earthly stains, remove each and everyone, in the name
of this. I feel like I just can't not talk between songs. And it drives
her
crazy.
That's the problem. I'm kidding.
I'm about to throw this guitar. I'm just kidding. Well, I just feel like you need to hear an introduction to it. Anyway, this song is, I think every now and then we are accused of only liking artists who are no longer living. Which is very true. Most of our heroes are already in the ground, which is sad. but we actually do like a handful of artists who are still alive and performing right now. And one of our very favorites is a fella named Rufus Wainwright. We just love Rufus to pieces. And a few years ago, actually many years ago, I was listening to some of his music on the internet, and I came across a live version of him and his sister Martha, and they were singing this beautiful old traditional Irish folk song. And I loved it so much that I dragged my little sister into the room and I said, we have to learn this song, because I was younger then. And
she
when
said
I was,
it like that in the high pitch.
Yeah. Apparently my voice got lower when I hit my teenage years, which is weird. but anyway, we learned the song and we just like to sing it. And so we put it on our record and we're going to sing it now. It's called Do You Love an Apple?